I grew up in the neighborhood. I guess you can take the girl out of the neighborhood, but you can't take the neighborhood out of the girl, especially this neighborhood. Yeah. But I remember, I lived closer to Bathurst and college, and it was somewhat of a distance for a little girl to walk from there to St. George, but the reward was all the books that a child could possibly, you know, choose from. And so my earliest memory are the Lois Lenski books because they were small, and her drawings of the faces were very simple. I could understand her people. I had a lot of problem thinking that it was a woman, Lois Lenski. It took me years to figure that it was a woman and not a man, but you know, those round figures were very impressive to me, and I've never forgotten that, and I believe that pictograms are as important in terms of literacy as, you know, the Roman letters or the Greek letters or whatever else, because of that, because pictographs can express something very important. Somebody told me in later years that her work isn't considered as significant as perhaps Shel Silverstein or Dr. Seuss, but I'm of a different generation. And so for me, her books are significant. And they were small, like a little kid could handle them. And they weren't, they didn't throw anything at you. And so I think maybe that's why she got to be maligned over the years.
So that was one of your, I guess, first introductions at the library?
To the Boys and Girls House. It was such a reward, so you know, for a kid growing down.
Yeah, like so close.
Truly.
Did you go once a week, or was
probably not. It was only when a parent could take me.
You could go on your own.
And I don't think that the kids, I don't think the schools brought, I don't remember a field trip to to the library.
So you grew up in the area and you still live in the area?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here a lot.
Right. Did you come to Lillian Smith after? After Boys and Girls House closed, or?
Not really, to be honest. I should have. When I was coming here, I specifically came up Ross Street, because my best friend in high school lived on Ross Street. So we were here all the time, but somehow going to the library as a teenager, you know, it wasn't as enticing as it was as a little kid or as an older person. So not really, except that I do remember the transformation. Yes, because a lot of this is, you know, it's blown sand and, you know, the facade is really nice and the renovations are really nice.